Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market was mixed here. We had some pretty wild action. The April live cattle were the only contract on the board in the cattle that closed lower, and they were down about 60 cents at 94.90. We had some cash trade today, which was reported up to 105. That 105 trade didn't seem to matter as the board actually stayed the same, maybe got 50 or so cents higher when that happened. But it's $10 below that currently. Around 95 on the April live cattle. And we are in the delivery period. We haven't seen any deliveries. The oldest date now is August of last year, of 2019. So kind of interesting to see how all this is going to sort out going into the final days of the April live cattle and April feeder cattle contracts for that matter. Feeder cattle today, we're about $1.20 higher here in the April and May, only 27 higher out in August. Box beef at midday was higher again. Choice was 220 higher at 238.07. Select up 362, 229.60. It's interesting to see the box beef market has still maintained a rally. You know, it stayed at 210 for a long time and then went up to 250. Now we've maintained that 230, 235 level. So that's really a good sign, I think, that could eventually work its way back into higher live cattle prices.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, today's grain futures market was mixed here. Corn and wheat were both the beneficiary of a little higher trade. Corn up about 3 cents. The wheat up 4 to 5 in Chicago wheat, up about 9 to 9.5 in Kansas City. July at Kansas City up 9.25 at 486. And soybeans, unfortunately, were down about four cents or so. November down there at 850.5, down 4. There's a lot of talk on the shift of acres. The last USDA report showed 97 million corn acres, but that was primarily before all this shakeup in the energy market and a change in the ethanol. So I don't know if we're going to get the 97 million corn acres. It might switch to soybeans, and the market's indicating that's happening now with the beans selling off and corn rallying at this point. The cotton futures today were up 30 in December at 55.26, so that was a welcome sight. And then last night we got a really good surge in the Dow Jones. It was up 550 at 23,961. So that was on the heels of Trump talking about the plan to open the country back up, and also there was some Gilead Sciences coming out saying they had a drug that was getting some positive responses to this coronavirus.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.